If Almighty God was going to have a draft for some kind of fantasy faithful team, then Cyrus of Persia seems like a very interesting choice. He's not from the hometown of the owner. He didn't go to school in Jerusalem. Cyrus is not a member of one of the tribes of the chosen people. He's from Persia. Cyrus seems like a very interesting choice. And what we hear today from Isaiah almost sounds like the press conference or the contract offer. Think about it. The Lord says to Cyrus, I've called you by name. I've anointed you and taken you by the hand. I've given you a title, and I'm going to open doors for you. The Lord is going to do some pretty special things for this very interesting choice. And when the Hall of Fame plaque is cast in bronze for Cyrus, he will be remembered as the Anointed One of God. We don't see that title used too often, at least not in his time. Cyrus is the one who liberates the people of God from their bondage in Babylon. He sets them free and gives them everything they need to rebuild Jerusalem and its glorious temple. Cyrus, the surprising choice for the team of God, did some pretty remarkable things. Now, Paul, on the other hand, writing to one of the farm teams he managed in Thessalonica, reminded them of the faith, love, and hope that they were known for. The players in Thessalonica might have been known for their good deeds and their charitable foundations. Maybe they were well known for their service work that they did for their families, for their communities, and for their church. Now, though Paul only mentions a few by name when he writes to the team in Thessalonica, all of them were called by name when they joined the team. The Pharisees, however, seem to want to play for a different team. Or maybe they want to play in a different league. Because they try to trick Jesus. They want to know if Jesus and his teammates have paid all their taxes. They want to investigate. They want to hold hearings. They want to see if there is financial and political corruption. And Jesus says, "Show me the coins for the taxes." Whose image is on the coin? Those investigators said it was Caesar's image. And Jesus said, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. The true ruler makes his mark, sets his seal, and places his image. Now, for many of us, it was probably years ago, but for about 80 people in our parish this week, the Lord Almighty will make his mark, set his seal, and place his image. On Thursday night, 80 sponsors will present their candidates for confirmation, each by name. Like Cyrus and Moses and Paul and Martha and Matthew and Mary, the apostle, that is the bishop, will call them by their name. He will anoint them on their forehead and say, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. He calls them by name. He anoints them and seals them. He will take them by the hand and say, peace be with you. The bishop will greet them with the words of the risen Jesus. And he will have prayed over them. He will have prayed over all of them. The bishop will call upon the Father, saying, send the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety. Fill them with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And the Almighty Father will call up more members for his team in our midst. We who have been sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and called by name now have more players on the field. God is making his mark, he is setting his seal, and he is placing his image. Through the prayer and anointing of confirmation, the Holy Spirit is making us more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. We belong more and more to him. The Lord has called us by name. He has anointed us with his Spirit. He has made us part of his team. And even now, the bronze is being poured for our plaque in the Hall of Fame. Amen.